So we're here in on Greenon, and we're at the attending the Dublin Chamber Music course, summer music course, and I'm talking to Karen Nevrin. Karen, can you tell us, this is your second time here, what's drawn you back? What's special about Termonfeckin?
Everything. Well, for me, it's a chance of getting to play, because I don't play, I conduct. So I'm able to come to this little retreat, play for 2.5 days, twice a year, and still be known as a conductor, but yet get to play with great quality musicians and revive the clarinet twice a year. But there's something special about the building, about the food, about the people. Everybody joins together from all parts of the country, although mainly Dubliners, in the different orchestras, and you see them in a different role and make new friends all the time, every time you come back.
Very good. And Karen, you're a conductor,
yep.
So what are your projects that you have on the go at the moment?
I have a kids' choir, the Supertones Kids Choir, who are part of Dunleary Choral Society, which David Brophy runs, and then Mount Anvil Choral Society, which is my newest project. They're a choir that were newly formed in February as part of an alumni programme for Mount Anvil Secondary School and Junior School. So anybody that has a link to the school is invited to join, or the community, anybody at all. And we currently have 65 singers in it. We've our first concert this Wednesday, and that's kind of it for the minute. Doing lots of conducting courses, lots of auditions, and opening to get some more work with orchestras in the new year.
And tell us, what is your favourite piece of chamber music involving the clarinet?
Oh, good one. I'd probably have to say one of the Brahms or Mozart quintets with strings. Probably Mozart. And if I'm in the mood, some Brahms. But there's just something special about collaborating with people that aren't wind players. You get another sense, another depth to the tone. But having said that, I do have a soft spot for Strauss Wind Serenade.
And tell us something about the work you're performing working on this course.
So I'm performing Mozart Kegelstadt with yourself and Ronan, and it's a wonderful piece for viola, piano and clarinet. Three movements, three nice delicate movements, and it allows the clarinet and the viola to talk to each other throughout the piece, rather than one being subordinate to the other. You know, we get to shine at different points, as does the piano, and it's a wonderful trio that's equal for all three parts.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to playing it with you later, Karen, and best wishes with your conducting projects later this season.
Thank you.